When I get out of boxing, it's to get myself ready to meet God, because my plane might blow up. Don't planes blow up in this country sometime and crash? Don't people die every day?
Not every day.
But it's a scary thing to think that I'm going to hell, to burn eternally forever. So what am I going to do? I'm explaining what you asked me a question. You ask me questions I can't just answer like that. When I get out of boxing or when I'm through, I'm going to do all I can to help people. That's why I'm here with Johnny Walker. Here's a poor man, came all the way to America. There's a bunch of boys need some money, and somebody is calling me to help them. God is watching me. God don't praise me because I beat Joe Frazier. God don't give nothing about Joe Frazier. God don't care nothing about England or America as far as your wealth is all he is. He wants to know, how do we treat each other? How do we help each other? So I'm going to dedicate my life to using my name and popularity to helping charities, helping people, uniting people, people bumming each other because of religious beliefs. We need somebody in the world to help make peace. So when I die, if there's a heaven, I want to see it. Because we live how long? 80 years? The odds are everybody in this room, some of you are going to be dead 20 years from now. Some of you are going to be dead 50 years from now. Some are going to be dead 30, and some are going to be dead 60, 70 years from now. We are going to die soon. And if you live to be, say, 125 years old, which we don't do, right? Let's say we live to be 250, and you can have sex for 145 of those years. You're going to come to end after that. So we don't have but about 80 years on earth. This is a test to see where will we spend our life in heaven or hell. This is not the life now. Your real self is inside you. Your body gets old. Some of you go to look at the fridge, you don't have no teeth. Your hair is leaving you, your bodies get tired, but your soul and your spirit never die. That's going to live forever. So your body is just housing your soul and spirit. So God is testing us on how we treat each other, how we live, to see where our real home be in heaven. So this physical stuff don't last for so long. So my car, this building is going to be here when the man who built it dead. There have been many kings and queens of England, they're all dead. After this one is gone, another one will come. So we don't stay here. We're just trustees. We don't own nothing. Even your children are not yours, if you think I'm lying. Your wife is not yours. You die and come back a year later and go slip in your bedroom and see if your wife is by herself. See, you don't own your wife. I divorced my wife. You may have read about it. And my four children, they call another man daddy now. They don't see me no more. You don't own your children. You don't own your family. So what am I saying? The most important thing about life is what's going to happen when you die. Are you going to go to heaven or hell? And that's eternity. How long is eternity? Let's imagine. Take the Sahara Desert. There's a lot of sand on the Sahara Desert, right? Then imagine that one grain of sand represents 1,000 years. And when you're in hell burning, when you die and go to hell, you're going to burn forever and ever, no end. How long is that? Give you an idea how long eternity is. Take the Sahara Desert, and I told you to wait 1,000 years. And every 1,000 years, I want you to pick up a grain of sand until the desert is empty. Okay, wait 1,000 years, pick up the first grain. Wait another 1,000 years before you get the next grain. Keep that up until there's no more sand in the desert. Whew. You know how long America's not but 200 years old. We got 800 more years to go before 1,000. So it just scares me to think that I'm going to die one day and go to hell. I'm on an airplane that might blow up. I'm always traveling. And to go to hell and God is going to judge my soul. The police, I might kill people. I might rob people. The authorities might not catch me. The FBI, Scotland Yard might not catch me. But when I die, somebody's watching me and keeping count. And I can't get away. And I'm going to burn forever and ever and ever. I'll go to heaven. So what am I going to do when I'm through fighting? I only have 16 years to be productive. Get myself ready to meet God and go to the best place. Does that make sense?
It's time to rewire your mind. Welcome to the Hayden Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Hayden Russo.
I like how that bear sound, Dave. Keep that playing right there.
welcome. And this is the Hayden Russo Show. I just felt that it was compelled, and it was a no-brainer, you know. In case none of y'all don't know the voice of who that was, that is the greatest. That is the champ of all champ. That is the men of all men. That is a man that I think that we took for granted and didn't appreciate the value of what he brought to this society, to this nation, to this planet, to this universe. Oh my God. Please do not get me to be talking about Muhammad Ali, a man that I feel that is great. Do y'all understand that this man on average had 2 billion people to watch his fight? And here it is. We all over, and I love you, Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather, the boxer that we just gave $100 million for a lackluster performance. If you ask me, you know, I got caught in the tobacco. And if you ask me, I think the fight was a 6.5, but you know, it still cost me. However, he could never. You take all of those boxing guys right now, Mike Tyson and all of them, you can never get 2 billion folks watching a fight. Are you serious? This man transcended life for all of us in a surrounding where he was predominantly not in his, he was not surrounded by colored folks, as they would say at that time, or African Americans. But yet, he presented and represented the African American, the white American, the Asian American, the Buddhist, the Christianity. He didn't take the approach that Malcolm X or Dr. Martin Luther King. Okay, I had to say it right for my wife, but it's Martin Luther King to me. Okay, it's not, listen guys, be yourself. It's not that I can't speak appropriate English. I like speaking the tune that's in my mind. I like being myself and getting back to the reason why we paid that clip. Because you have to be yourself. You have to understand that you come from eternity. And you was given and you was placed into a form of life. And if ashes to ashes, dust to dust, that means that you will return to your original life. You came from eternity. God gave you a gift and a wisdom. Don't you understand that before your thoughts became a thought, okay, you should look at them as an idea, because they were God thoughts and there was some other. For some of you atheists and some of you other folks that might not believe in a higher power, I do not want to leave you out. Let's pause for a short station identification. You're live on TalkZone.com, and this is the Hayden Russo Show. Are you serious? I don't want to leave nobody behind. I don't want to give you no excuses. If you came from eternity, I don't care what you think of. I don't care if you don't think it's a God or what have you. I don't care. There is a higher power. You're sitting in a chair. You're listening to me, your voice, the person that you love, the car that you drive, the food that you eat. Are you serious? Listen, there are some birds that don't go to sleep. I wish I had some of that. They don't go to sleep. They have to fly for weeks at a time. Why? Because they can't land in water, because they can't swim. Are you serious? This life is a short life. Muhammad Ali gave it to you, the best, the greatest of all time, the guy that has helped transcend again. Not only America, but he introduced in America and helped embrace a relationship without doing anything but using his skills through boxing to bridge nations. Are you serious? And all he's telling you that it is not about this life. It's not about this moment. It's not about these problems that you have right now. It's not about your kids not being normal. And if you're lucky that they're acting normal, thank God. It's about you getting a communication with the higher power, a God to me, to make sure that you get your place in the next life. Are you serious? But that is not going to happen for you until you make a commitment to change your life. You have to make 100% commitment that you are going to change your life. Nothing is going to stop you, no matter how many times you fail. Listen to me. I said no matter how many times you fail, expect to fail. Expect to fail consistently. Expect to lose friends. But God doggone, don't lose your commitment to yourself, your commitment to God, your commitment to the things that you came here to do. You were brought here on this planet to do one thing. I have told you guys that this show is about rewiring your mind. But no, when you go on YouTube and Google the human brain, no. When you sit down and listen to human healing music, no. When you try to do anything different, no. And you want to know why your life ain't changing. It ain't changing because you ain't changed. You guys got me fired up. I'm tired of the excuses. I'm tired of you telling me you don't have time. I'm tired of you telling me Muhammad Ali flew across. He consistently lived on planes. Flying across the nation. And we hear crying about that we don't have enough time, or what the boss has done to us, or I'm got to keep it real here today because I'm fired up, or what the white man has done to us, okay, or what the niggers have done to us, okay, or what some unknown species has done to us. What failure has done to us because we didn't make it through college has done to us because we lost all our money has done to us because we have failed to our kids and failed on our dreams have done to us. Are you serious? We do not have time for that. We only have a limited time on this planet. It's very short. Okay. You are destined here. Not your fingerprints are not the same. So why are you trying to be like Tom? Why are you trying to be like Joe? Why are you trying to be like Haydn? Why are you trying to be like Mike? Your brain is not the same. Your brain has the same thing as your fingerprints. It has its own identification. Are you serious? Please make a commitment to change your life. Make a commitment to be yourself. Make a commitment to understand that it's your duty and it's your responsibility to be successful, because we have a responsibility here on this planet to get to a higher life. And live and do great things. But it starts with a commitment. And Dave, I apologize for holding you up. But if you wouldn't mind getting in the clip B, I greatly appreciate it.
Commitment to your dream. You cannot get people to believe in your dream until you believe in it yourself. Stop asking people to invest in things where you have no investment. Stop asking people to deliver something to you where you're not willing to go to the wire for yourself. Nobody's going to put into your dream before you put in. You have to invest in what you dream for. Hallelujah to God. Anybody can dream it, but you'll never see it until you're willing to be committed to it. And you'll never get to see what you could have been because the cost of getting to see it is a commitment that you've never been willing to pay. I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass. You can't get out of something that you're not willing to put into it. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline, your tenacity. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen. Somebody has got to arrest this crazy generation that wants to take everything and give back nothing. It's a commitment. It's a commitment. Commitments don't have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to. And you think greatness goes on sale. But true quality never goes on sale. Greatness costs what it costs. Do you believe anything bad enough to fight for it and sweat for it and work for it?
I am tired, and I am, quite frankly, I can't say some of the things that I would love to say, but I'm tired. I'm tired of every time when somebody fell one time. WD-40 fell 40 times. That's why it's called WD-40. Just because you fell one time and you fell three times and you fell four times. How many times you got to fail on your kid before you be a success or before she be successful? What, you going to give up on them on the 50th time? What, you going to tell them they can't run that race anymore? What, you going to tell them that they can't come back from an injury? Are you serious? Because they can't run up the hill anymore? Let me tell you something about the mind. The mind doesn't understand that. The mind has only one function, to preserve the mind. I've told you that. The mind doesn't have no, it doesn't care about you. It will fight you. It only wants to preserve the mind. Because the mind has electrical interference that it has a communication. It has a connection to the universe that is your beyond your wildest beliefs. If it wasn't for your fears and your negative beliefs and your negative mindset and this racist ass damn country and all of the negativism that goes on between countries that makes me mad because the body was not fair. The body was not made to die. The body wasn't made to lose a limb and couldn't regenerate itself. It was made to be like a. You just saw the movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger played in Terminator. The body is designed to do the same thing. The body is designed to recreate any limb that is lost. It's designed to heal itself. The mind is designed to auto-correct itself. What do you mean, Hayden? Let me tell you what I mean. When you punch in your little navigation button and you want to go from here to New York, or you want to go from New York to California, or you want to go from California to Utah, whatever it is, your bike, whatever it is, your suite, okay? You want to go hunting, you want to go racing, whatever it is to you. When you want to do those things, it is because you are starting to realize that this universe has a connection to what it is that you want. No matter what it is in this life that you have ever wanted, you have attracted it. Whether it's sickness, whether it's the bad relationships, you done had five marriages and you're still getting the same result. Because guess what? You have not changed your mind. You have not changed your ways. You haven't even changed the way the things that you look at. Look, let me tell y'all something. Look, I used to look at pornography like 90 going north. Until I ran into something that told me that you would force yourself induce erectile. Impotence. You'll cause that to yourself because continuously watching those kind of things will desensitize some different nerves, although your mind has no nerves or no muscles. But you have over 100,000 neurons in your brain firing electrical signals. And now, because we have come into society and we have corrupted our minds and we have corrupted our the human anatomy. Are you serious? Now, if you lose a limb, right? If you lose a limb, now you start getting phantom pain because the electricity doesn't understand from your mind that your arm is not there. And thank God that some of these scientists have found solutions to where you could take the other arm and stick the half of the arm inside a glass box so that you could trick your mind to believe that because you're moving your left hand and your right hand is amputated, but because your eyes can see it, the mind believes that it's there, and so that begins to heal it and it starts shooting the electricity somewhere else. It's time to take a short break. We'll be back more right after this. The best pork barbecue ribs and chicken in the state of Florida. Don't believe it? Try it yourself. Call Bounce Back Barbecue at 561-307-4382. They also do catering. That's 561-307-4382. Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663. Man, I'm getting ready for First Friday. What? Man, look at your hair. Dude, go get a haircut. It's 8 o'clock. What do you mean 8 o'clock? You still have time. Go down to Headliners. They'll take care of you right away. 1523 West Blue Heron Boulevard, Riviera Beach, in the Imperial Plaza. If you get lost, give them a call. 561-429-4765. Go down to Headliners. Come experience a true haircut.
Buy, sell, or rent. Call Shakira Roll today at 561-312-2641 or email her at info@rollhome.com. That's info@ROLLEHOME.com. Visit her website at www.rollhome.com. That's www.ROLLEHOME.com.
Invest in Macedonia.com. www.inmacedonia.com. The future to connecting the world.
The House of Bling is here. Woo! Specializing in rhinestone apparel. Bling out your company logo or team logo. Call today. 561-723-6781. Woo, they are ready. Get your bling. Women, cheerleaders, tell your coaches about the House of Bling. We're here for all custom apparel. Again, that phone number is 561-723-6781.
And now, more of the Haydn Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Back to Haydn Russo.
Dave, I appreciate it. Dave, I'm real fired up. Normally, I ask you for some music to fire me up, right? But I'm going to ask for some little music so I can just take a deep look, just take a few deep breaths so I can kind of calm it down a little bit so that we can make sure that we're getting the message off in a comprehensive way. Look, I'm just sick and tired of us losing great people, you know, and human beings, you know, these icons that we're losing, Elvis Presley, you know, Michael Jackson, you know, Muhammad Ali. These people don't come around. And we're all in the generation and we're watching these people great things and connecting us. We have a responsibility to understand that we have to begin to change because they changed. They were just like us. They had the same mind like us. They have the same, they would die just like us. The only difference is hard work and commitment. Okay? And once you make a commitment and stop hoping for a change, stop wishing that somebody's going to save you like you some in some fairy tale dream. Okay. And just start taking control of your life and start understanding that everything that's happening to you, around you, to you, anywhere in your circumference or any kind of thing at all in your vicinity is because of your vibration and your connection and the things that you have asked the universe to send back your way. The universe doesn't understand not giving you your wish. So, for example, if you want to be negative, it's going to give you negative. I tell you what, if you don't believe me, go out tomorrow, be purely negative, and you will get negative results. But if you go out tomorrow and you're positive and you're smiling and you're sending warm vibrations out, guess what? You'll get a different vibration. But guess what? Don't blame the top 1 to 10%, because they take that concept to another level and then they begin to train their mind. They begin to do the positive thing, but then they begin to take it and train their minds and exercise in their minds. And then they begin to exercise in the internal components of their bodies. And then they begin to just read like dogs and cats that are dying. Any little thing that they can read. And I can't wait for some scientist to figure it out, because in one day, a book, darn it, you'll be able to go just buy a chip and stick it inside of you, and the book will be inside of you already. You'll read it as soon as it's plugged into you. There's all kinds of scientific studies out here that shows that with different type of implants, that we can enhance the electricity and the electrodes and the electrons in our bodies and our mind to connect to a higher source and to do different things. To understand our DNA and to understand our inner components. To even understand and get computers to make decisions like you and make them better than you. Matter of fact, they'll think better than you. They'll make the decision that you think that you're going to make before you even can think that you can make it. Why? Because at any given time, you're looking at two pieces of data. 2,000 bits of data staring at you constantly. And your mind is running so fast at 270 miles an hour. And if you don't believe me, sometimes you turn around and hit your head and you don't realize how fast you're going until you hit your head or you hit your toe. And even then, at 270 miles an hour, the nerve shoots back up and let you know that it's pain. And you say, stop being a victim to your circumstances. All of the things that happened to Muhammad Ali, he never complained. It was his decision not to step forward when it was time to join the army. It was his decision. But guess what? When he went broke fighting the government, dude, you don't fight the U.S. government. But he did, and he survived. He didn't win, but he survived. And then he became like more rich and more successful. And then he found out how much the people loved him and how he was transcending the world and how he was making a contribution. But guess what? Why we have a problem with this generation? I'm running on time too. Why we having a problem on this generation? Because you won't make a contribution. If you're living in your mama house or your daddy house, guess what? You won't turn the light off. You won't turn the water off. God dog it. You'll walk out of hotel room and leave the light on because you feel that you paid for the room instead of making a contribution to the world. And thereby, if you making a contribution, turning the lights off, shutting the water off, our bills will go down. You'll be making a contribution to the world. We'll be able to take that money and use it someplace that don't have water at all. But no, 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 you won't make a commitment to change your life. No, but I'm going to tell you, your life ain't going to change until you change. And you have to make a contribution to this life if you want to see heaven. And Dave, if you wouldn't mind getting into that next clip,
I greatly appreciate it.
I'd like to know what you're going to do when you retire from boxing.
I think he's probably taking the last count at the moment. I'll do my best to wake him up for you.
Sleep, that's all I'm going to do.
That's all he wants to do when he retires.
Now, when I retire from boxing, I really don't know. I want to say something right here. This might make you all think. Life is not really long. Let's say the average person 30 years old. If you're 30 years old, you are not but about 7 years old. How can I prove it? Add up all the 7, 8, 9 hours you slept for 30 years. Out of 30 years, out of all the nights, last night when you went to bed and woke up this morning, you don't remember a thing. You've been unconscious for about 8 years. If you're 30 years old, you slept about 8 years. Okay. How much traveling have you done in 30 years? From the television station to home, to another country, to another city, to school, to church. You've probably traveled 2 years your life will spend just getting back and forth to where you're going. So there's 8 years of sleeping, 2 years of traveling, there's 30 years out of your life before you accomplish anything. How long do you sit in school? In America, we stay in school from the 12th grade to from the first grade to 12th grade. Same here?
Yeah, virtually.
6 hours a day?
Yeah.
6 hours a day for 12 years, break it down, you sit in a classroom for 3 years without leaving. Okay, 2 years of traveling, 8 years of sleeping, 3 years of school. How many movies have you went to? How many wrestling matches? How much entertainment? How many movie theaters, live plays, baseball games? Probably 2 years of entertainment. So by the time a man, you older people know him, bear witness what I'm saying, by the time you have children, by the time you have made a way for your children, by the time you've paid for your home, you're pushing 60 years old. So life is real short. So you add up all your traveling, add up all your sleeping, add up all your school, add up all your entertainment, you've probably been half your life doing nothing. So what am I? I'm 35 years old. 30 more years, I'll be 65. We don't have no more influence. We can't do nothing much at 65. Your wife will tell you that. So what I'm saying, when you're 65, ain't too much more to do. So did you know I'll be 65 in 30 more years? In those 30 years, I have to sleep 9 years. I don't have 30 years of daylight. I have to travel back to America, take 6-7 miles. All my traveling, probably 4 years of traveling in the next 30 years. About 9 years of sleeping. Television, movies, entertainment, about 3 years of entertainment. Out of 30 years, I might have about 16 years to be productive. So it's how we can all break individual lives down. What am I going to do in the next 16 years? What's the best thing I can do? Get ready to meet God.
What are you going to do to understand that there's a level of commitment that you have in this life to give you the ultimate life and eternal life in the next life? You see, me, myself, when I listen to the great, I have a different mindset than most of you because I listen with a third ear and I study. Okay. So I try to use, I'm not trying to analyze the great. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to analyze the great, but what I try to do is I try to study the greats. I try to understand the greats and I listen to the greats across the board. Not just Muhammad Ali, but anyone that's making a contribution to this society and to this world that is connecting us in the form of communication, which is what we're doing here live on Talk Zone right now. Okay? I'm down with that. AKA, what that means to some of y'all that might say, what are you talking about? I am saying that I approve that. I concur with that. I agree with that. However, we have a responsibility to make a contribution, but then we also have a responsibility, no matter how many times that we fail, we have to continue to fight. Are you serious? Do you think you're the only one that lost a job? Do you think you're the only one that had an injury in the family? Do you think you're the only one that had your lights turned off, your water turned off, your bike repo, your car repo? Are you serious? Your truck repo? Are you serious?
Do you think you the only one that couldn't go home and you had to tell the kids why you were eating peanut butter or sardines for dinner, or why you couldn't go out, or you don't feel like going nowhere just to tell them that you don't have any money so that you can buy what it is that you need? No, no, no. I've been there. Okay? But none of that is going to change until you change. The problem that I have with some of you guys is that you know more about your job than you know about your life. You know more about LeBron James than you know about you. You know more about Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, some of the other players that are out there. Denzel Washington. You know more about Donald Trump than you know more about your finances. You know more about Donald Trump than you are working on yourself. While Donald Trump is working and you're sleeping, okay? You thinking that you know Donald Trump, but you don't understand that Donald Trump has a work ethic that you wouldn't believe. Donald Trump is putting in the hours that you wouldn't. He'll never tell you, okay? You don't get to be a billionaire because you sitting around and somebody gave you something, like some of the folks will say, oh, his daddy gave it to him. It doesn't matter what nobody give you. If you don't know what to do with it, okay, you're going to be screwed. How many players, NFL players, and some of the rest of these people out here becoming successful and making hundreds of millions of dollars, and within 5 to 10 years they're broke? Why? Because they're not studying. They're not doing anything to improve their lives and to change their circumstances. So get back to what I was saying to you. I analyze what the greats do. Okay? I analyze what I see great people do. So when I see Muhammad Ali doing great things, I'm analyzing what he's doing. But guess what? None of that is going to happen without a level of commitment. Okay? And here it is. You're going to sleep approximately 18 years of your life. And what Muhammad Ali didn't have at his knowledge at the time is that when you're sleeping, you are actually going through all of the data that has come through your head within the past 24 hours. Okay? And where here it is, where you think you have six senses, guess what? With the additional things that technology has brought that we can add, you can probably have about, God dog it, 15 senses. Just to give you an example, they can implant things and know more about you and the things that's going on within you and get you to walk through all kind of security points without checking you. Why? Because you have an implant in your body. But I'm going to tell you, your life is not going to change until you start having more time studying you, more time working on you. And then at some point in time, that level of commitment, like someone has hurt your child. You know how sometimes, women, I'm talking to you. You know how sometimes when someone says something about your child and you get, and you make that commitment that your child gonna learn that subject, or your child gonna learn that sport or that position. Okay. Make a commitment. Make a commitment to change and watch your life change. And Dave, if you wouldn't mind getting into that next clip, I greatly appreciate it.
Your first commitment is to God. The God who gave you life, who blew breath into you, has a right to expect a return on his investment above all others. He gave you life. Mama bought you shoes, daddy got you a bicycle, God gave you life. I will not face a giant without you. I will not make a major decision without prayer. I will not bring somebody into my life just because they please me. I'll submit myself, my destiny, my future over to you. You are my foundation. You are my rock. You are my fortress. You are my strength. You are my defense. Without you, I can do nothing. You are the substratum of every dream I have ever dreamed in my life. And I will take no promotion you don't want me to have. And I will accept no friend you don't want me to have. You're my rock. You owe him a level of commitment. You owe him a level of commitment. It's wrong for you to think that you're going to give an offering and God's going to bless a business you ain't committed to. Bless a marriage you ain't committed to. Bless you in school and you won't study. Bless you as a saint of God and you won't walk like a saint of God. Who do you think God is? Somebody playing in Vegas? God is not hitting a slot machine. God is a guaranteed, definite, I am the mighty God, a sure blessing. He told Abraham, I swear I'm going to bless you. Ain't no chance, ain't no doubt, ain't no joke about it. If I told you I was going to bless you, I will open up the windows of heaven. Then wonder why I thought I'd be further than I am at the age. Let me tell you why you are not further. It is not the devil. It is not witches. It is not demons. And it sure God ain't haters. You are not any further than where you are right now because you have never thrown your whole self at anything in your life. You take a half-committed man and a half-committed trifling woman and put them together and they'll have some half-committed trifling kids and the whole house will be half-committed because children will be what they see. Stop fussing at your kids. They're a reflection of you.
Who is this young kid growing up, par for life, experiencing all of the tough battles, watching people thrown off buildings as a little boy, violence surrounding him? Failure is not an option. You may find it at Barnes & Noble. Failure is not an option. A book that is here to inspire you.
Congratulations on the purchase of your brand new home. And we couldn't be happier for you. But as soon as you moved in, you begin to notice during the summer months, the attic began to get extremely hot, causing your home to get warm, making it uncomfortable. Plus, your electric bill began to rise, skyrocketing out of sight, costing you more money. I have a solution for you. Solaro Energy. Solaro Energy has a variety of products. Solar Shield for the attic, solar attic fans to take hot air out of the attic, plus Solar Day to bring in light into any area in your home, all costing you no additional money. Call Solaro Energy today at 888-355-5SUN or visit their website, solaroenergy.com. Solaro Energy, providing all of your future solar power energy.
Car accident? Dents or scratches? Has the Florida sun faded your ride? Call High Gloss Paint and Body. Their service is fast and reliable. High Gloss Auto Paint and Body will deal with your insurance company, taking all the load off your shoulders. I know what that can be like. Call them today, 561-508-4220. They're located on 2550 Windsor Avenue, Suite A, West Palm Beach, Florida. You tell High Gloss that Hayden Russo sent you.
Are you ready for your meeting next week with the sororities club? No, I want to be different. Me too. What are you going to do about it? I'm going to call Wearable Nelly. Who? Wearable Nelly. They got you covered. Sorority logos, promotional materials, handbags, uniforms, family reunion shirts, and under pressure, they'll deliver on time. Call them today. 561-293-6444. Or you can email them at wearablenalia@gmail.com. Hey, tell Rodney Russo that I sent you. That's 561-293-6444.
And now more of the Hayden Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Back to Hayden Russo.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's been about, I want to say, 9 months. No TV, no radio. I do watch some Netflix. I do have a wife and I have some kids. So, you know, we do watch certain things.
I may watch a couple games of the finals. But being away from all of this stuff and coming back to it 8 months later, it's the same old music. It's the same old TV. It's the same old political fights. It's still Republican versus Democrats. Life remains the same. When you go to work, the processes are the same. The procedures are the same. Yes, we might have some expansions. We might have some mergers. But come to the end of the day, the process will be determined. There will be rules and procedures to follow, and they'll have to be followed if you want to stay within that system. The world is not going to change. The things around you is not going to change. The birds, the bees, the animals, they're not going to change. The water is not going to change. The oxygen, God forbid, is not going to change. You have to change. Only you. You have to be the person to make a decision in your life that you're going to change. And once you make that decision and you commit yourself, understand that there's a price to pay. Remember, God brought you here from eternity to give you an opportunity to position yourself to re-enter eternity. It's your decision to do what it is that you want to do. And no one could do your push-ups but you. And Dave, if you wouldn't mind getting into that next clip, I greatly appreciate it.
16 years to be productive. So it's how we can all break individual lives down. What am I going to do in the next 16 years? What's the best thing I can do? Get ready to meet God. Owning real estate, going in business, teaching boxers, that won't get me to heaven. How many here believe there's a supreme being, believe there's a God? How many believe there's some power that made the sun, the moon, the stars? How many believe that this stuff didn't just come out here? Somebody wiser than us made it. How many believe there's a God? How many believe there's not a God? All right. Believe there's not a God. All right. If I told you, you who don't believe in God, if I told you that this glass sprang into existence, this glass made itself, no man made this glass, would you believe it? Would you believe I just told you this thing made itself?
No.
Well, I tell you, you wouldn't believe it, right?
Obeying the microphone, the TV, your car, your ring, the clothes you wear, your soap, the food you eat, the furniture you sit on, the rugs that you walk on, the ceiling that you look at, the lights that light your light, that give you light, the gas, the way you breathe, the way your heart. Are you serious? The brain controls everything that you do. A three pound brain that has no muscles, no nerves, control everything and make sure that your heart beats 100,000 times a day. It makes sure that your mind runs at between 170 to 270 miles an hour at any given time, processing 2 billion data pieces of data at any given time, has the capacity to run circles around all of the computers on this planet. I'm only speaking of one human being. Okay? But none of this stuff can happen for you if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't want to take control of your life, and if you don't want to make a change. You have to make a change. Hey, Dave, if you wouldn't mind getting into that next clip, I greatly appreciate it.
Your second commitment is to family, and it's a very important commitment. Through the storm and the rain and the heartache and the pain and the disappointment, you have to believe in the we and the us and not the me and the you. or you're not going to make it. It's a commitment. It's not a feeling. You got to come home when you're in love, and you got to come home when you're not in love, or you're not going to make it. And stay there till the love comes back. It's a commitment. Y'all don't want to hear real truth. You want to hear fairy tale Hollywood, shake and bake stuff, but in reality, it's a commitment.
You can go ahead and cut right there. You know, the commitment to your marriage, the commitment to your kids, the commitment to your boss, the commitment to your friends, the commitment to the people that depend on you, the commitment to the people that you volunteer that depend on you, the commitment to your church, the commitment to the people that you have signed your name to tell that you will pay your car on time, that you will pay your light bill on time, that you will pay your water bill on time, the commitment for the loans that you've gotten, the commitment for your student loans, the commitment that you made to your teammates, the commitment that you made to God, the commitments that you've asked for, the commitments that would change your life, can only be processed by you. Those commitments can only be done by you. The hard work can only be formed by you. But you must have, and you must have an understanding that although the marketplace reward value, although the marketplace reward, it's been a little time since I watched TV, so I'm going to say, so I can play it a little safe. Although the marketplace will reward Lady Gaga, although the marketplace will reward LeBron James, although the marketplace will reward Donald Trump, the marketplace will not reward the time that they put in to process to be the people that they are. Although Muhammad Ali was the greatest, he was never paid to train. He was never paid to write poems. He was never paid to meditate and to study. He was never paid to run up hills and to climb mountains. He was never paid to do anything other than to walk in the ring to fight. And Dave, if you wouldn't mind getting into that next clip, I greatly appreciate it.
It's not easy. It's hard changing your life.
I'm talking about a problem in my life. So for you, I don't know what it is, but that problem, you cannot ignore it. Why? It will not go away. It will not go away on its own. It will not. You won't just wake up one day and it won't be there anymore. It's going to be there and it will haunt you for the rest of your life. So I'm telling you from personal experience, deal with it. Deal with it, and the sooner you deal with it, and the sooner you overcome it, the sooner you get to your rewards, baby. The sooner you get on the other side of it, the sooner you begin to feel fulfillment, the sooner you get on the other side of self-actualization, your dreams become a reality, the sooner you get on the other side of the problem is a wealth of success, the sooner you deal with the fact that you have test anxiety. Deal with it. It's not the end of the world. Deal with it. Because when you deal with it, you can create a solution for it, and you can get over it. Deal with it. That you and your children don't have the best relationship, deal with it. Deal with the fact that you are procrastinating. Deal with the fact that it's hard for you to execute. Deal with the fact every time something happens, you're worried about it. Deal with the fact that you have this anxiety that every time you're about to reach another level of success, every time you're about to go to another level, feel overwhelmed. Deal with the fact that you're struggling with your success, that you feel like, why me and why not my sister? Why me and why not other people? Deal with the fact that you feel guilty that you're successful. Deal with it.
And ladies and gentlemen, I started working on my dream. And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? For many years, I didn't. One is because of fear. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? The other thing is that most people, ladies and gentlemen, they get comfortable. They stop growing. They stop working on themselves. They stop stretching. They stop pushing themselves, and they end up becoming very cynical about life, and they throw in the towel on themselves, on their families, and on their dreams. And the other thing is that most people don't feel worthy. What I'm doing now, I could have been doing years ago. But because I did not have a college education, because I didn't believe in myself, because I allowed other people's opinion of me to control my destiny, I didn't act on my ideas.
You know, what we have to remember is that this is a short life. There's no time to complain. There's no time to fight. It's time to begin to learn from our mistakes from the past and to not live the past, but allow our past to help us to see in the future. And when we see in the future, to understand that there will be hard work, there will be sacrifice, there will be things that need to be done, and we will continue to fight and to be strong and to go through our struggles. And no matter what happened, we will continue to fight and we will continue to press and persevere until we accomplish our goals. I want to thank you for listening to the show. You're live right here on TalkZone.com every Wednesday from 5 to 6. This is the Hayden Russo Show. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Do you have a ride on your way? Are you in the New York area? When you're stuck, call on NYC Taxi Ride Yellow and Green. We have two apps at your availability, www.waytoride.com or www.garro.com. NYC Yellow Cab is ready for you. Congratulations on the purchase of your brand new home, and we couldn't be happier for you. But as soon as you move in, you begin to notice during the summer months, the attic began to get extremely hot, causing your home to get warm, making it uncomfortable. Plus, your electric bill began to rise, skyrocketing out of sight, costing you more money. I have a solution for you. Solaro Energy. Solaro Energy has a variety of products. Solar Shield for the attic, solar attic fans to take hot air out of the attic, plus Solar Day to bring in light into any area in your home, all costing you no additional money. Call Solaro Energy today at 888-355-5SUN or visit their website, solaroenergy.com. Solaro Energy, providing all of your future solar power energy.
Who is this young kid growing up, par for life, experiencing all of the tough battles, watching people thrown off buildings as a little boy, violence surrounding him? Failure is not an option. You may find it at Barnes & Noble. Failure is not an option. A book that is here to inspire you.
Motivational Speaker Incorporated. Hayden Russo, author, radio show host, motivator. Book Hayden Russo today, 561-723-6775. It's time for a change, and let Hayden Russo show you the way.